Okay, so I want to start the next opinion that we touched on is in your Baila Be'ir. Baila Be'ir is where the husband's in the city. The husband's in the city, does that affect the Yichud? So it's one of the most popularly used heterim because it means that even if the husband's not technically here in the house, as long as he's anywhere in the city, so it would mean that there would be a heter for the woman to be at home or wherever, to be misyachet as long as the husband's in the same city as her. So let's see the source of this halacha. It's a Gemara in Kiddushin Pei Aleph. Now, the context of the Gemara is that we were malkin ala yichud ve'oysin ala yichud. The question is that what malkin ala yichud means, malkin ala yichud means that we could, when a married woman, when a woman is misyachet with a man, we give them malkus. We'll give them Malkus. Why would we give them Malkus? Because even though it's not a Sederaisa of Malkus, but Midrabanan, there will be Malkus Maridus, even though there's no Lois essay, maybe it's only an essay or whatever. We give them Malkus Midrabanan. So the question is, by a married woman, we don't want to give her Malkus because maybe it looks bad and people are going to think that maybe she was Mizaneh or whatever. So the Gemara says, I'm a rabba. Baila Be'ir in Choshish Mishum Yichud. If the husband's in the city, we're not Choshish Mishum Yichud. So Rashi says, Baila Be'ir, if the husband's in the city, there's no Yichud. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Lahalkos. We don't give her Malkus. The Mistafi Mi Baal, because we're afraid of the husband, Hashta Asi, he could come at any moment. So Rashi's Mashma, that the whole din of Baila Imoy is only that because of Baila Imoy, we don't give him Malkus. But we don't give Malkus, but it doesn't mean that it's mutter. So according to Rashi, there is no heter in the Gemara of Baila Be'ir Lagabe heter. It's only Lagabe Malkus. That's what Rashi says. But you look at Tosfos, Tosfos Medayek Rashi, and Tosfos says, Pirish Bakunches in Choshishin Lahalkos. Mashma Mitech Pirushai Ha Yisur Mia Ika. It's also Rakasha Dimkin, my parak with some Mukhal, Rabbi Yosef, etc. So Tosfos ends up saying, Tosfos is mashma that we're not choshish mishum yichud, and there's not even an iser. Afil yisur leka. Okay, so this is machlokes Rashi and Tosfos that according to Rashi, Baal Be'ir is not necessarily mutter. According to Tosfos, Baal Be'ir is mutter. Okay, how do we paskin? So look at Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Isha Simchav Beisimchav, Isha Sifches, Isha Shabayla Be'er in Choshen Lehisyachin Ima, Mipnei She'emas Baila Aleha. So he says, it's Mutter because she's afraid. So this is where you have to speak this out. What is the Yesod of the Heter Baila Be'er? What's the idea of it? What's the concept of it? Why is it Mutter? Why is it mutter?
Rashi seemed to say because her husband's going to walk in.
Hashtag, right. Rashi doesn't say it's mutter either, but okay. It's based on Hashtag.
That sounds like his svara.
Right, which is the svara of Hashtag, which is what the Shulchan Aruch says Emas Baila Aleha, and Rashi says that the Kula is based on Hashta Asi, that he'll come at any moment. See the Deek and Rashi? Baila Be'ir, the Mistafi, Yibal, Hashta Asi. That's also the traditional shot.
So Shulchan Aruch is not Mashma
there. Shulchan Aruch says Emas Baila Aleha, she's afraid of the husband. Yeah, but Kapash Pshat is she's afraid that he'll come. So the emes is then before we even get into so number one is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos all together on the din of Baila Be'ir, and it seems like most poskim go with the Shulchan Aruch stimus lashon of the Shulchan Aruch that it's mutter completely. It could be soimach on the din of Baila Be'ir. The Binas Adam is choshish for Rashi. It's interesting that the Chalkas Machlokes and the Beis Shmuel both bring Rashi, but the minig ha'olam is definitely to be makel on Baila Be'ir. Okay, now The Evan, the it's not brought down on this in this copy of the Shulchan Aruch, but it appears in the traditional Shulchan Aruch, in my Shulchan Aruch here, called the Eizah Mikodesh. And the Eizah Mikodesh asks a very simple question. It says, why did Chazal make it dependent on the city? What does it do with the city? You can have a small city, and everyone's on top of each other all the time. And you can have a large city. So the fact that she's in the city, but it takes a long time to get from one corner of the city to the other, so now that, why does that help? Why did Chazal make it dependent on the city? Or did they? Maybe they didn't. Maybe it just has to do with whether she can get there, the husband can get there at any time. So they don't do it to the city. Let's say you don't live in the city. Let's say you live out in the country somewhere. So the point is not the city. The point is, can he come or can he not come? The Chorich should just be telling the Metzias of whether he can come, and she's aware. It's like a Mashgiach, a Yosef Enichnas, that she knows that at any moment he could arrive. So the whole Bible Be'er is Lav Dafka. The whole Bible Be'er is very misleading then. And then do Bible Be'er. Nothing to do that they're in the same city. It has to do with the fact that
he could stop by.
What?
It's a fact that he could stop by.
They could stop by. And the Emes is that we have a tshuva here in Reb Moshe, which is the end of the tshuva. It's on the last page of the booklet, the last paragraph in Ois Chaf Aleph. So he says over there, on the Amud Beis, over there on the last page. Here, turn the booklet up over. Okay? So on the last page there, in the last paragraph, it says, in New York, people go to work 9 to 5. You work for a company. You work 9 to 5 and you're in New York City. You can't take off work. You have very limited days off. You're not going to start taking off work to come and check on your wife. That's not called violent behavior. Even though you both live in Manhattan. It doesn't make a difference. You might say it takes you 45 minutes by train to get from your work to your apartment, to your house. And you don't leave work for no reason, because you have a very specific schedule. There's no Hector Bible Beer. Where is it, Motor? Let's say you work for yourself. If you work for yourself and not Meshubat anyone else's schedule, on Taka you could come at any minute, then it's Motor. Because
have you even filed with Not Beer?
What?
I mean, he works in the next city, but he goes back and forth.
I don't think he's Motor that. So
if you're in a large
it's just a funny thing. He's saying the Sfar of Bile Beer is Gibbite on this, and she'll come every minute. But she has to be able to come every minute. But coming on your minute yourself doesn't work. So you need both things. You need the Gedder of Chazal was Beer. Not just if she can go. But Beer only works because in those days the cities were small and this, I'm sure she could come at any minute. Nowadays, Beer doesn't necessarily work in a case where she can't come. But it has to do with the Beer. Okay, but the Hagdara is strange. What?
Like how far is Beer?
Whatever near in here is in here. What's the
Beer here in Miami?
Okay, so
let's say a guy could come. If he can't come, then it doesn't matter. But let's say a guy could come. From West Palm? I don't know.
Okay, so in here is in here. I don't know exactly, you know, it's considered the same city. Now, it is a little bit strange that Chazal did this Hagdara, since the Hagdara doesn't really address the issue. So I found that yesterday, in the Sefer Dvar Halacha, it's written by a Talmud of the Stipler, very close to Talmud of the Stipler, and he was very close to the Chazon Ish and Mishpachta and everybody else. And he brings from the Chazon Ish argued on this whole thing, and the Chazon Ish has multiple kulas on the din of Baila Be'er, because the Chazon Ish understood that Baila Be'er is a different idea. It's not because the husband could come at any minute. It's that alone, that the husband, it's his city, and you're still in the territory of the husband, so she doesn't feel comfortable to let loose and whatever. She knows that this he's around. He may not come this second, he may not be here this moment, but this is his place. And this is his place, so there's nerving, he says. She's tachas neshlita to the husband. The walls have ears, whatever you want to say. But the point is that when she didn't go off to Vegas now. She's still here. And the husband's here. So therefore the city of the husband creates an atmosphere that she is not comfortable with someone else. That's the mitzvahs. She wants to do something. She's going to go somewhere else. She's going to go. Or she's going to wait for him to leave. So therefore, the svar of Baal HaBe'ir actually is a word of Baal HaBe'ir. It has nothing to do with coming or not coming. It has nothing to do with how far you are. It has to do with Be'ir. As a matter of fact, Chazon Ish changed his psak of, regarding your question, if Bnei Brak and Tel Aviv were one city, as the cities grew and started touching, so he said, now Bnei Brak and Tel Aviv is one city, and Legabi Baal HaBe'ir. Even though it didn't take any more or less time to get there. The point is that, you know, I don't know if it's Tal Nechus Tchumen, you know, 70 Amos, because if it's Tal Nechus Tchumen, then we're one city almost up to Boca. Right? So, but we're not one city with the west side of the 95. Anything on the other side of the 95, like it's a big hefsek between this city and that city.
What about Miami Beach?
For sure.
Miami Beach also, because there's the causeways and stuff. So, but Al Kopanim, the idea would be that according to the Chazon Ish, the Kula is not based on that he'll come. The Kula is based on that it's his city, period. And he brings in the notes of this Sefer Zohar Halacha from the Shiurei Bracha, from the Chidah. Believe it or not, it's really hard to find a good print of the Chidah. It's the closest I could find. It's fairly readable. But basically, the Chidah says the same thing. Chidah says that even if she doesn't think that he's going to come, it's still a problem. Okay? So, another nafkamina between the Chazon Ish and the traditional understanding is, so this would be one nafkamina. What if she knows he cannot come? Or doesn't know. It could be if she knows for a fact, maybe it's still different. Because, you know, some people want to say, let's say...
He goes in jail.
If he's in jail, then he's considered in jail. He's not in the city. But let's say he video calls her and she sees that where he is. He's standing in front of a building that takes an hour to get here. So, you know, she knows for a fact where he is in the city, and you lost the mirsas completely. Do you still have the Baal HaBe'ir? I mean, according to Moshe, zich or not. According to Moshe, definitely you don't have it, because he can't come. So she has an hour of leeway. But according to the Chazon Ish, Yesh Lodin will be in such a case. Maybe even there, even the Chazon Ish would be machmer, because King's mom is not around. But
I mean, it's a matter of mirsas that he's here, so he is there, even though.
Right. I'm saying, I agree. I'm saying the Chazon Ish Svar should apply. But, you know, I wouldn't. The traditional Poskim are not so meiko with this Chazon Ish. I think that overall we go much more with the Ramosha, but we're meiko on the Ramosha. As the husband went to Davin. So do you say, well, he went to Davin, he's not going to pop in any minute. He went to Davin. Or, no, he went to Davin, but Amaisa, a lot of times, or not even a lot of times, but it's possible that he'll...
That's who her husband is.
Huh?
That's who her husband is. That's a lot of times enough.
Right. But it definitely could be possible that he'll leave in the middle and he'll go back. Right? So, you know, I don't think that we're more kind of makel on that, but we go with the Ramosha's Hagdara, but we're a little bit more makel on that. We're not so literal about it. But... keep in mind, the Chazon Ish would be makel in all these cases. There's another case of Baal HaBe'ir, a very, very typical case, which is that the standard thought process of Baal HaBe'ir is she's home, the husband's not home, you have a Jewish plumber or whatever came to the house, so now there's Yichud, because now the plumber's there with the wife, but he's in the city, even though he's in his office or in shul or wherever, that's mutar because Baal HaBe'ir. Or the standard case, you have guests. You have a guest. You have an older, an older single guy. Okay, so Baal HaBe'ir, and he's at home. So even the husband went to go to shul. He doesn't have to go wake up the guy and say, "Hey, I'm going to shul." It's fine. Baal HaBe'ir. That's the standard case. By the way, just to show you how much people are not even like thinking of Yichud, which is crazy. So someone calls me up. This happened this week. Punkt. So this week, someone calls me up.
It always
happens,
though. Huh?
Yeah. Right. Someone calls me this week and says, my mother-in-law, whatever, called me up that we have this, they have this single guy staying in their house. And by the ear, but my son, my father-in-law went away for 3 days. And he's away for, and he's already, at, it's already 2 days he's gone. But you just realize now that maybe it's Yichud. Maybe it's Yichud, I mean.
Maybe it is.
Like, you know, what would it take to, so it was good because you had just learned the whole thing about locking yourself in the room, locking him in the room, whatever. So I was going through that with him, but it's like.
If she kills him, it's not Yichud.
So like it was just like I was blown away about how like it just wasn't. Besides that, it's logic. I mean, it's common sense also. But okay.
But I would think that you know the example you gave about the guy living in Manhattan and that he's 45 minutes away and he's on a. Some people are in independent workers, or let's say a guy who goes to Goal or goes to Lord, that. There's some people that are very, very disciplined and would, and in 20 years have never come home during that time period. I would think the same would apply if that's the type of person it is. That they,
I mean, according to Moshe's logic, that he's going with the Metzias of, is he going to come or not? Okay, but it has to do with her mindset.
But also, what's the concept of Baal HaBir then? If it's that if he could come at any time, there wouldn't be Baal HaBir for that. Right? If someone could come in at any time, who would not have used it, then we don't
need Baal HaBir. That's what you were asking before. So it's the ear. Let's say it's right. Not an ear.
And so it has to be that you're not, it's not that they're necessarily going to come
right.
Any time.
It's not a logical, I mean, this wouldn't work as a mashgiach for a restaurant, for Yayin Nesach or other things. It's a new kula that he's in the city, but the kula is based on that he'll come at any moment. And it's not a logical fear that he may show up.
If it was someone else, not her husband, that could come at any moment, in this scenario would have worked. I mean, he's at shul, so he's not coming at any moment.
Right.
So have a nice day.
Right. Yeah. So it has to do with the fact that it's in the city. There's another nafkamina, though. What about a different case? What about a case? In I have to say three more halachas in about 8 minutes. So, what about a case where she's not at home? They're in the city, but it's not at her house. What's the case? Case is that she is the plumber. In other words, she's a therapist, and she goes to someone's house, and it's the little child and the husband. So she is with this Jewish man in his house, but her husband is in the city. Does that work? In other words, it's by your work. It's still by ear, but it's not, the yichud is not taking place at his house. The yichud is taking place at someone else's house.
He's never going to go there.
Right. So the Bina Saldam says he's never going there.
According to Ramosha, would be good. According to Chazon Ish,
okay, good. Good. So now you see where I'm going. According to Chazon Ish, that works. Because at the end of the day, she is stuck in this mindset that we're making her husband sound like a tyrant. But the bottom line is, she's in this mindset that it's the husband's city. I'm not doing anything. Right? But so according to Chazon Ish, would work. According to the Bina Saldam, Chayadam brings down a Chumrah that it doesn't work. Ramosha is back and forth on this Chumrah. He doesn't love the Chumrah, but he says it depends. If he knows exactly where she is,
right.
And he knows exactly which patient she goes to, and he has her schedule, and 11 o'clock, she's on that street, and 11, at 12 o'clock, she's on this place, and he has her schedule, and it's people that he would be comfortable theoretically going into their house, then Ramosha says you can be Michael. But if he doesn't know her schedule, or it's a place where it's basically not something that he's comfortable going. Ramosha is really not. Ramosha agrees to the Chumrah of the Bina Saldam not to be Mekel on that. Which is, to your point, again, we're going with the logic of how much is it likely that he'll come, how much is it not likely that he'll come. So in this scenario, what I would say is if she's going to someone's house and only the father will be home, then I would say she should let the husband know, this is where I am. So by letting him know where you are, you're also inviting him to come, kind of. Because why are you telling him that? Other than saying, hey, you know, this is where I am. If you need me, you can come get me. That's what you're saying. So I would say that the wife should text the husband and say, I'm on my way to address, you know, this, that, and that address, and I'll be here from 10 to 11 this morning. This way he knows where she is, and it's kind of an invitation to come. So now it's mutter like the Chazon Ish, and it's mutter according to Rav Moshe also. Okay? Two limitations on the din of Baal HaBir. One limitation is called if it's liboy gasba. Liboy gasba means if the man that she's doing yichud with is she is very comfortable with, or he's very comfortable with her. So it's a co-worker. It's somebody that you... Now, the definition of comfortable means she is more... He is more comfortable with her than he is with other women. He's a little more laid back. So then the fact that her husband could come still, you know, puts her... doesn't put... She's less on guard. She's less on guard. And therefore, this type of scenario when there's somebody that you're very comfortable with all the time may create issues. Okay, and therefore the scenario may be different. That's one chumrah. The other chumrah is like this. Does Baal Be'er work with Yichud with a guy? So let's say the plumber is not Jewish. The plumber is a guy. So now the guy is a plumber at home. She's home and the husband's Be'er. Does that work? So here I want to introduce a svara, which is, here's the following svara. The svara is that Baal Be'er is a logic that people... that the wife is nervous. Now, we could really clarify Shaila. The whole question of Baal Be'er, the whole question of Yichud, is it that we're worried that she's going to be convinced, seduced into it, pitui? Or are we worried for Oynes? Are we worried that he's going to force her into it? Right? It's definitely generated from the man. But is it generated from then, Adki Dekakli, he'll go into forcing her. So it's very clear from the whole din of Baal Be'er that we're not choshish for Oynes. Because if we were chayshish partners, what do I care that she's afraid of the husband coming? He's not afraid of her husband. And therefore, obviously, the whole idea is that he's going to convince her, but she's not going to be convinced that her husband's around. Right? But the Gemara of Adazar's Mavor, I spoke about this Friday, the Gemara of Adazar's Mavor, that by a goy, you're chayshish even for Oynes. So since by a goy, you're chayshish even for Oynes, so by Labir, by a goy, doesn't work. Because she's afraid of her husband, but the guy's not afraid of her husband. So this is a big chumrah. It will come out that a regular Baal Be'er, if you have a non-Jewish employee or worker at your house, and the wife is the only one home, it could be it's a shaila. And Baal Be'er would not help, which would make life very complicated.
And so, stam by guy where...
Chayshish partners. Yeah, now.
Now it changed a lot of things, though. Because the fact that there's multiple women there, why should that help anything? Or the fact that there's multiple men there, why should that help anything?
No, because he's embarrassed him, honest, maybe. You're right. Multiple women. No, multiple women doesn't change. Because he's the first concept of a shomer. He doesn't want. He's embarrassed to do it if he's going to get caught. But lemaisa here, that you don't have that.
So we have a relative there. Her sister's there. So that's
Now. The idea is like this. The idea is that let's say you have. The guy is doing it, but let's say the guy is doing it, but the guy is the one doing. She's honest with the guy, she's yichud with the guy, and the Baal Be'er. So it won't work because he may force her. Okay, now what's the Binas Adam says? Let me just finish that. This up in 2 minutes. The Binas Adam says that nowadays that. There's legal, you know, problems with forcing, with rape and stuff like that. He can get in trouble for that. He may not want to. So maybe that itself is a shmira. So he doesn't want to get caught by the police and all that. So Chazanish says that that's not a good enough shmira. That's not a good enough shmira. It's not a good enough shmira because, listen to the svara. She's not going to want to tell the police about the story. She's embarrassed. She doesn't want to get in public. She doesn't want to go public with the story. She's afraid of going public. So Mamela, he knows that she's afraid of going public. And Mamela, that whole concept of the police is not going to help. However, if you're in an apartment building or something like that, where she's just going to scream and yell and someone will hear, that would help. But it comes out from a guy that this is a machlokes, if you could be, are we chayshish for anus by a guy, or do we say we're not chayshish for anus because the police and that al cheshbon?
If the door is open, there's just a rabbi. There's no yichud, right? So we're not nervous he's going to close the door? Or if you can be honest, he goes to close the door. Like, so why would that be okay just after the door is open? The whole idea is the door is open is that we're embarrassed to do anything, but closing the door, we also. But fine, but if we're nervous that he's going to do something, that you know, against her will, then you know, then a lot of these shmiras wouldn't help.
Okay, so we have to go each case by case basis. We already said last week the Ishtar Misham Rasa doesn't work. Chazal asked, right. No, Chazal asked for the Yichud. They have to Yichud. So this is Machlokes in the Poskim.